get a life. Let's go fishing.
Oh, where do you want to go?
I want to go to the granddaddy of all lakes.
Uh-oh.
Sam Rayburn.
Oh.
Sam Rayburn.
The
named after our ex-Texas Speaker of the House.
Oh, and Lunker Lake.
Bass fishing on Sam Rayburn. It's got to be great this time of year.
Let me check my files real quick.
Okay.
Here, see what I've got on Sam Rayburn.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's illegal. Let's see what I've got. Sam Rayburn. Here it is under politician.
Okay.
Well, lake guides report that fishing has slowed down a bit since one local fisherman landed a 55-gallon drum marked nuclear waste. He took it on 20-pound Flotney line.
What?
Using a 6-inch chartreuse and pink Chumman Rodney in about 13 feet of water.
Nobody cares about that, though.
I do.
Well, I spoke to my friend and fishing guide for the last 20 years on Lake Sam Rayburn.
Right. Yeah.
And according to Mr. Hoffa, the fishing should pick up this weekend.
That's where he went.
He says if you're fishing for bass, try throwing a green and white 12-inch Mr. Flopper or a 3/4-ounce Squirmin' Gobbler using a 3-inch Raspy Grabber as a trailer.
I can't land them.
Now, some fishermen are having luck with the new thick-ended dangling turple by doodle-socking them near submerged Mama Got Papa tree.
Wait, what kind of tree are they?
That's the rare Mama Got Papa tree.
It is rare, isn't it?
But if I could take a quick break and talk about something a little closer to home.
All right.
There's a report of a 13-pound, 11-ounce, two-headed bass caught on Squaw Creek.
Really?
Now, many of you are asking, is this a lake record?
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, last February, Newton Figglemore caught a 15-pound, 3-ounce, two-headed bass on Squaw Creek. So this is not...
A lake record.
But you might try using some of these new baits that are out in the market. I'll pass a couple of these on.
Well, hurry.
The thrusting stump bumper, short-ended tally popper, hoopin' zippler, yellow-striped hobney, and the ever-popular guzzling kitty tickler. That's all I have for now, so until next time, good luck, and keep a tight line.